The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network
on News Talk.
Let's talk about prostate cancer next. 3,890 men are diagnosed with the condition every year in Ireland. One in seven are going to be diagnosed with prostate cancer during their lifetime. Men's Health Week is this week, so we decided to bring in Professor Thomas Lynch, who is a consultant urological surgeon in St James's Hospital and Trinity College Dublin, to talk about this issue. Thomas, good morning to you.
Good morning, Jonathan. How are you today?
I'm good. We were talking about the menopause the other day and how it was a taboo and we didn't like talking about it as a society. Prostate cancer is kind of similar, isn't it? That men tend not to want to realise that this could be something that affects them until perhaps they have no choice but to deal with it.
It's probably a bigger problem in that men are way more reluctant to talk about their own health. Ladies are way better at it, and we can applaud them. The difficulty with the prostate is that men don't really know where the prostate is or what it is. And it's a gland that's only in men, and it's situated at the junction between the bladder and the water passage, and it surrounds it like a small donut, and the urine goes through this. And as we all get older, the prostate gland gets a little bit larger. And this spongy enlargement of the gland puts a bit of pressure on the water passage, somewhat like putting your foot on the garden hose. The flow will diminish out the end of the hose, and you can have difficulty starting or even getting up at night a few times. And this is what we call the benign enlargement of the prostate gland. However, on the other side of the coin, you have prostate cancer, which is generally asymptomatic. In other words, men don't have symptoms with early stage prostate cancer.
All right, so how do we go about checking it, and what age do we need to start thinking about this?
Well, the program that we have in Ireland for testing men or assessing men is the rapid access prostate clinics all around the country, and that's from the age of 50 to 70. However, if somebody is worried that they may have something wrong with their prostate gland, the simple thing is to go along to your general practitioner, and the GP will take a history for you about your waterwork symptoms and that. But the GP will also examine your prostate gland. It's a digital rectal examination.
Yeah, you see that,
and
now,
blood test.
I'm going to stop you there now for a second, because this is the bit that puts the men off, because
absolutely,
they have to have a finger where the finger normally wouldn't go. So that this puts people off going and getting it checked.
It's really a very simple. The thought of it is 20 times worse than the actual action itself. It's a very simple rectal examination with the index finger by the general practitioner. But if you don't want to have it done, you can also have a PSA test done. PSA, it's a blood test. The PSA is secreted by the prostate gland, or it's made by the prostate gland, and it leaks out into the bloodstream. We measure this with a simple blood test, and if this is elevated or if it's in any way abnormal, well, then this would indicate that perhaps the patient should be seen in the hospital setting in one of the rapid access prostate clinics or by a urologist in the clinic. And the PSA is age-related. As we all get older, we're allowed to have a slightly higher PSA because our prostates are getting larger. And the main producer of PSA is the benign or spongy enlargement of the gland. However, you can have a cancer, and the cancer can cause some damage to the prostate gland, allowing the PSA to leak out. And that's why we do this blood test.
Mm.
And it's a very simple test. So if you have an abnormal examination for your prostate, or if you have an abnormal PSA, well, then you can come along to the hospital and be assessed.
One in seven, that figure actually startled me. I didn't realise it was going to be that high. One in seven men will deal with prostate cancer during their lifetime. The word cancer obviously carries a lot of weight, but the treatments have changed an awful lot. What's the diagnosis for somebody whose cancer is caught?
Well, there are various degrees of prostate cancer, like there are with breast cancer. And what we do is if somebody comes along and they have an abnormal PSA, well, then what they would do is that they'd have an MRI scan of their prostate gland. And if it's indicated, then they will have a biopsy of the prostate gland. That's a needle sampling of the cells of the prostate gland. We look at these down the microscope, and we look at the various features of the cells. And this gives us an indication whether it's a slow-growing or a fast-growing tumor. And there are a number of slow-growing tumours in the prostate gland, the lower grade, the Gleason 6, we call this. And these men can be monitored, because we do know that their prostate is abnormal because it's produced these abnormal cells. But these lower grade cancers, it won't really grow locally and it won't spread outside the prostate gland. So it's not life-threatening, but it has demonstrated that the prostate is somewhat abnormal, so we keep a close eye. So these men just need careful monitoring. Then it depends It depends, Jonathan, on the degree of the diagnosis and the amount of prostate cancer the patient has, whether it's just confined to the prostate gland or whether it's escaped outside the prostate gland. But the vast majority of men nowadays, when they're diagnosed with prostate cancer, they have what we call organ confined. It's cancer confined to the prostate gland, and there are a number of treatment options, which include the three main treatment options in this country are radiotherapy to the prostate gland, which is from the outside external beam radiotherapy, which is given every day over a 4 to 6 week period, or brachytherapy, which is another form of radiation therapy whereby you put these small pellets into the prostate gland under an anesthetic, and these small pellets emit radiation over a period of weeks and months, or indeed removing the entire prostate gland, which is now done using robotic surgery. It's a minimally invasive technique in that the patient is in the hospital for just 24 to 48 hours after their surgery. So there are really a number of treatment options available for the early stage prostate cancer, and then getting on to later stage prostate cancer, it's a little bit more complicated with various tests. But we're really talking about the early stage and getting men to go along to see their general practitioner, not to be afraid. The vast majority of men this morning who might be listening here, who are worried that they may have something wrong with their prostate gland or that they may have cancer, don't in actual fact have anything wrong. And we call this group of men the worried well. They're anxious, they're worried they have something wrong. And really going along to your GP, and if necessary, then be referred to the hospital. The majority of men listening this morning,
okay,
nothing will be found.
Yeah, well, as a signed up member of the worried well, it's good advice. Thanks very much for that. Professor Thomas Lynch, consultant urological surgeon in St. James's Hospital and teaching out of Trinity College Dublin. Thank you so much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.